Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. Thank you for taking the time to check out my podcast. Today I want to dive deep into time travel, but a little bit more specifically, there's a fellow named John Tidor. I probably butchered the last name, but bear with me. I'm going to call him John Tidor. He's a name used in several bulletin boards during 2000 and 2001. I think he posted on Reddit. There was a poster claiming to be an American military time traveler from 2036. John made numerous vague and specific predictions regarding events in 2004 and beyond, including a nuclear war. Inconsistencies of his explanations, the uniform inaccuracy of his predictions, and a private investigator's findings all led to the general impression that the entire episode was just an elaborate hoax. A 2009 investigation concluded that John was likely the creation of Larry Haber, a Florida entertainment lawyer, along with his brother Maury, a computer scientist. The first post using John Tidor's military symbol appeared on the Time Travel Institute forums on November 2, 2000, under the name Time Travel Zero. At the time, John Tidor was not being used. The post discussed time travel in general, the first one being the six parts, description of what a time machine would need to have to work, and the responses to questions about how such a machine could work. Early messages tended to be short. A second thread was also made due to the shortcomings in the forum software at the time. The name John Tidor was not introduced until January 2001, when Time Travel Zero began posting at the ArtBell BBS forums, which required a named or nickname for every account. The Tidor post ended in late March 2001. A couple years later, various websites reproduced Tidor's posts, rearranging them into narratives, not all refer to the original dates posted. In his online postings, Tidor claimed to be an American soldier from 2036 based in Tampa, Florida. He was assigned to a governmental time travel project and sent back to 1975 to retrieve an IBM 5100 computer, which he said was needed to debug various legacy computer programs in 2036. A possible reference to the Unix year 2038 problem. This old computer runs the APL and basic programming languages. John said he had been selected for this mission specifically, given that his parental grandfather was directly involved with the assembly and programming of the 1500. In support of this, he described unpublicized features of the 1500, leading to assumptions that a computer scientist was behind in the postings. Sorry for the hesitation while I was reading. I realized that I've been saying 1500 when it's actually 5100, or I might be saying both. I'm a little dyslexic, so thank you for bearing with me. Anyways, John Tidor claimed to be on a stopover in the year 2000 for personal reasons to collect pictures lost in the future Civil War to visit his family, whom he spoke of often. John also said he had been for a few months trying to alert anyone that would listen about the threat of the Jacob disease spread through beef products about the possibility of civil war within the United States. When questioned about them by an online subscriber, Tidor also expressed an interest in mysteries such as UFOs, which he claimed to remain unexplained in his time. Tidor suggested that UFOs and extraterrestrials might be travelers from much further into the future than his own time, with superior time machines. Now, the six steps that we're going to go over, he described on his time machine on several occasions. In an early post, he described it as a stationary mass temporal displacement unit powered by two top spin dual positive singularities, producing a standard offset tipler Suna sound. The earlier post was more explicit, saying it contained the following: two magnetic housing units for the dual micro singularities, an electron injection manifold to alter mass and gravity of micro singularities, a cooling and X-ray venting system, gravity sensors, or a variable gravity lock, 4 main Celsium clocks, 3 main computer units. According to the posts, the device was installed in the rear of 1966 Chevy Corvette convertible and later mentioned a 1987 truck having 4-wheel drive. Some of his predictions, although invoking the many worlds interpretation of quantum mechanics, whereby events from his timeline may differ from our own, John also expressed assurance that the differences were minimal. As such, his descriptions have been interpreted as predictions and compared with historical events since 2001. The most immediate of his predictions were of an upcoming civil war in the United States having to do with order and rights. He described it as beginning in 2004, with civil unrest surrounding the presidential election of that year. This civil conflict that he characterized having a wacko type event every month that steadily gets worse would be pretty much at everyone's doorstep and erupt by 2008. As a result of the war, the United States would split up into 5 regions based on various factors and differing military objectives. The Civil War, according to Teeter, would end in 2015 with a brief but intense World War III. John refers to the exchange as N-Day. Washington, D.C. and Jacksonville, Florida are specifically mentioned as being hit. After the war, Omaha, Nebraska would be the new U.S. capital. He was very vague to exact motivations and causes for World War III. At one point, he characterized the hostilities as being led by border clashes and overpopulation. He also pointed to the contemporary conflict between Arabs and Israel as not a cause, but rather a milestone that precedes a hypothetical World War III. He claimed that as a 13-year-old in 2011, he joined the Fighting Diamondbacks, a shotgun infantry unit in Florida, for at least 4 years. In other posts, he described himself as hiding from the war. He also claimed that the Everett Wheeler model of quantum physics, better known as the many worlds interpretation, was correct. According to John, this caused a new time stream to form because of time travel. This gives his prediction the ability to stand up to scrutiny when they fail to pass, since believers can say that the events were averted by his postings. So a lot of us can really start to question whether or not time travel is real. Does John Teeter exist? We may never actually know unless we found out his true identity. Now, if you may know his true identity, go ahead and post it in the comments. I would definitely love to hear of this person's whereabouts, where the story kind of went with everything. But the real question is time travel possible? The short answer to things, although humans can't hop into a time machine and go back in time, we do know that clocks on airplanes and satellites travel at a different speed than those on Earth. So we all travel in time. We travel 1 year in time between birthdays, for example. We are all traveling at the approximately same speed, 1 second per second. NASA's space telescopes also give us a way to look back in time. Telescopes help us see stars and galaxies that are very far away. It takes a long time for the light from far away galaxies to reach us. So, when we look into the sky with a telescope, we are seeing what those stars and galaxies looked like a very long time ago. However, when we think of the phrase time travel, we are usually thinking of traveling faster than 1 second per second. That kind of time travel sounds like something you'd only see in movies or science fiction books. Could it be real? Science says yes. Because if you think about it, when you're going on flights between countries or even states, there's still different types of time travel. Like how, for an example, Alaska can be 6 p.m. and then the West Coast can be 7, 1 hour difference. And so theoretically, we already travel time travel when we're out visiting other locations. More than 100 years ago, a famous scientist named Albert Einstein came up with an idea about how time works. He called it relativity. This theory says that time and space are linked together. Einstein also said our universe has a speed limit. Nothing can travel faster than the speed of light, which equals out to roughly 186,000 miles per second. So what does this mean for time travel? Well, according to this theory, the faster you travel, the slower you experience time. Scientists have done some experiments to show that this is true. For an example, there was an experiment that used two clocks to set on the exact time. One clock stayed on Earth while the other flew in an airplane, going in the same direction Earth rotates. After the airplane flew around the world, scientists compared the two clocks. The clock was fast-moving airplane was slightly behind the clock on the ground, so the clock on the airplane was traveling slightly slower in time than 1 second per second. Can we use time travel in everyday life? We can't use a time machine to travel hundreds of years into the past or the future. That kind of time travel only happens in books and movies, but the math of time travel does affect the things we do and we use every day. For an example, we can use the GPS satellites to help us figure out how to get to new places. NASA scientists also use a high-accuracy version of the GPS to keep track of where satellites are in space. But did you know that GPS relies on time travel calculations to help you get around town? GPS satellites orbit around Earth very quickly at about 8,700 miles per hour. This slows down a GPS satellite clock by a small fraction of a second, similar to the airplane example above. This can also equal out to about 14,000 kilometers. However, the satellites are also orbiting around Earth at 12,550 miles per hour or 20,200 kilometers above the surface. This actually speeds up GPS satellite clocks by a slightly larger fraction of a second. So here's how. Einstein's theory also says that gravity curves space and time, causing the passage of time to slow down. High up where the satellites orbit, Earth's gravity is much weaker. This causes the clocks on the GPS satellites to run faster than the clocks on the ground. The combined result is that the clocks on the GPS satellites experience time at a rate slightly faster than 1 second per second. Luckily, scientists can use math to correct these differences in time. If scientists didn't correct the GPS clocks, there would be big problems. GPS satellites wouldn't be able to correctly calculate their position or yours. The errors would add up to a few miles per day, which is a big deal. GPS maps might think your home is actually in the middle of nowhere rather than where it actually is. To wrap up time travel in theory, yes, time travel is indeed a real thing, but it's not quite what you've probably seen in the movies. Under certain conditions, it is possible to experience time passing at a different rate than 1 second per second. And there are more important reasons why I need to understand this real-world form of time travel. Again, thank you guys for checking out my podcast and kind of going over the stories of time travel and also if it's real. Go ahead, comment something that you would like to hear me talk about. I appreciate your time today, and don't forget to check back for more listens. Thank you.